Hi, this is Dave.
Hey Dave, it's Jaw. I got your message.
Yeah, there's got to be a different way.
Okay. So what it does, it's just asking you to enter it, to log in, or is it asking you what it is?
It's asking me to give it them my passwords and my login information to get into my checking accounts, my credit cards. There's too much money in there. There's no way. And then it says we can't take money out. There's absolutely no reason why they can't take the money out. So there's just no way. They're
okay.
Lying to me right there. I know they can take the money out. If they're in my checking account online, I can take the money out. Why can't they?
Well,
B of A won't know the difference between them and me when they have all my login information.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I know what your concerns are, but let me see. So that's just to get your month to date. So let me see if they're able to just have you print it out. Let me see if there's an exception that we can do. Because, I mean, I've done other deals where basically they just go in there to check right before they fund it, just to make sure there's no funny business that happened where you fund with someone else right before us, that sort of thing. That's their main biggest concern is that. But I can see if they're able to get around. I can get around doing that and just having you send me a month to date. But if you look at the, are you by your computer at all?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you look at the contract, and I just want to address this ahead of time, because of your concern. If you look at one of the pages, I think it's towards the end. Where is it? What page is it? Give me 1 second. Okay. So on page 10, okay. So on page 10, it does ask you for security questions for your bank. And this is what I tell my customers whenever they do this type of thing, is we just check it right before we fund, and then after that, you can change your password, you can change your username, you can change anything you want. Basically, you just check it right before the funds get deposited. That's it.
I mean, I'm not giving anybody access even for 1 minute to my checking accounts.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not risking my entire life on this. There's no way. $40,000 is a good reason to just walk away, like what you're charging me for a 7-month loan. So I'm already kind of really depressed that I'm doing this, and then to do that, there's no way anybody else in this entire world is getting access to my checking accounts. Absolutely not. I'll go somewhere. That's just...
Okay.
There's no way. I have no idea who you guys are. There's just no way. This company, they say that we can't... It's just read-only that we can't take money out. It's like...
I mean, I can assure you, obviously you don't know me, and it's my word against yours sort of thing, but, I mean, I can assure you we're not going to do anything crazy with your banks at all. We're not in the business of doing that. If we were to do that, we wouldn't be in business anymore. We've been here for 15 years, and we've been doing this. We would have really bad reviews.
Bank portal website, username, and password. Oh, my God.
And if you just read it, it's just to basically they're just going to look at it right before they do the funds.
Right.
And that's it. And I've done many loans where we have to provide this information, and no one has done anything bad to it at all.
Well, we can use something like TeamViewer, or it's like a log me in, and they can log into my computer, and I can go into
like a join me type of thing?
Yep.
Yeah. Let me ask
no
and
way,
see.
Absolutely, that's just no.
Okay. Let me see if there's any other way we can get around it. Our funding department's in a meeting right now. Once they get out, I'll ask him about it, and then I will give you a call back about it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay. No problem. Bye.